Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phils win 2 of 3 from the Dodgers in their first real test of the season. They lived up to the test. They have another, and I know the Braves. What, the Braves win over the weekend, finally?
They got rained out a couple times, okay. But I believe they're still 1-8.
Jeez. So, to me, it's still a test.
1-8, yeah.
The Braves series is still a test to me. It still matters, even though they're 1-8.
Can they bury them?
It would be great to do that.
Take 2 or 3, bury the Braves?
Yeah, because you can't take 2 or 3 from the Dodgers and then come back and lose 2 or 3 to the Braves, whether they're 1-8 or not.
Taiwan is pitching Wednesday.
Okay. Well, and then there's a lot of pressure on the other two games. I'm not sold on Taiwan yet.
Could be bad news for the Braves this week. Yeah. They got to face Taiwan.
Yeah. Well, he's the only Philly starter who hasn't given up a home run, I believe.
Yeah, everyone said, oh, the Dodgers didn't have Freeman. Well, we didn't get to pitch Taiwan.
Taiwan, right. 215-592-9494. The Phillies feel different to you this year. Jack in Cape May, you're on WIP.
Jack. Do they feel different?
Yes.
Yeah, they do.
There you go.
Am I surprised? No, because they had no choice. They had no choice but to be different. Because then people would start asking for people's jobs.
I think that's easier said than done. To say they had no choice to be different. How many times have we wanted a player to do something or a team to do something different and been vocal about it? It didn't happen.
This team is bought and paid for to mash the ball over 400 feet over the fence in the postseason. That's what they're made for. And if that's the expectation, I'm not going to be surprised when they're beating the Dodgers at home, 2 out of 3 games.
Okay. So you're not surprised at all that they're not chasing? You're not surprised their walk rate is up? You're not surprised their K rate is down? None of these things, that Nick Castellanos has walked more than he struck out? None of those things are surprising to you?
That's their job, is to improve, is it not?
Okay. It's every athlete's job to improve. I guess the new Philadelphia fan that won the Super Bowl is just like, that's your job. Yeah. It's everybody's job to do that. Why don't they all do it then?
Well, it's just because the expectations are higher for this particular team.
Yeah, I get it.
If I'm like, look at the Pirates. Like if they were mashing the ball, if they were beating teams, I would be very surprised. But they're not. They're not built that way. Not built like the Phillies are.
All right, Jack, give us someone or something that was big in the 80s.
Oh, man, action movies.
It was a good action movie era.
Yeah.
The 80s. Now, I would say the 90s might have been better with action movies.
Yeah. You know, technology was better.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Jack. Yeah, but they were big in the 80s. Action movies definitely big in the 80s. Die Hard 89 or Die Hard 90? Was Die Hard 80s?
I think Die Hard was 80s.
Yeah, Die Hard was definitely 80s. And Commando was 80s. Yeah. The Rambo was 80s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Terminator was 80s.
Terminator,
Yes, absolutely.
I was trying to think of another Schwarzenegger. Was Predator 80?
It was right on the verge. Yeah. If it was 80, if it was 80s, it was 89 or something like that. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Big, big action movies. So Devontae Smith was on Carmelo Anthony's podcast and was asked about the Eagles, who have never been on Hard Knocks, potentially on Hard Knocks. Here's what he said. So per Justin, the video guy here for the WIP Afternoon Show, the Eagles are eligible. There are some eligibility requirements. Would you, if the announcement came out tomorrow, this year's training camp, Hard Knocks team, the Philadelphia Eagles, what would your first gut be? Really?
Let's go.
Really? All positive?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I would have good vibes about it. I don't think there's a, and believe me, I caught the sarcasm that Devontae had with the whole "it's a movie."
Yes,
he doesn't want it. It's the reason why he does not want it. He understands what goes on behind the scenes with the football team. I get that part of it, but the Hard Knock cameras would force people to behave.
You think?
Of course it would.
Or do you think it would force people to perform?
Well. There's a thin line there.
Yeah, there is.
There's a thin line there.
It's a very thin line.
It's hard not to perform when you know cameras are there.
Right.
Right? Like we can all say, well, no cameras are here, this and any other. We try to keep it as much reality as we can, but I can only imagine if cameras are following you around cafeteria or workouts, practice field, getting cuts, that some of the things you may say at times can be premeditated. And thought about beforehand. That's for the good or the bad.
Sure.
So, here's why I would be okay with doing it. We just won the Super Bowl. If it was a team coming off the end of the 2023 season, I wouldn't want it as an Eagles fan. Everybody else would want it, right? All other football fans would want to see the drama behind the scenes. But me as a fan, I wouldn't want that because I would not have expected things to turn out well. But for a team that's coming off winning the Super Bowl, I'd be okay with it.
So I am of two minds. First of all,
force Jalen to take his guard down a little bit here and there. We get to see a different side of him.
Oh yeah, he'll be lighting up the.
I don't expect him to do that. I don't expect him to do that. But I do believe it's a positive for fans. Listen, we love the serious Jalen Mamba mentality. That whole thing. But as a fan, you still want to know that there's another side.
See him
to
laugh.
The athlete. Yes,
with
you
want
his
to see
teammates. Him have fun. Yeah. You know, I don't care if you're throwing water balloons, doing something that normal people would do. I think fans would be intrigued by that. He doesn't need to stand up there and be a damn comedian.
Play hot foot like Roger McDowell did back in the 80s. Speaking of something that was big in the 80s, I would be of two minds. So WIP host Spike would be licking his chops.
Yeah.
And it would be exciting as an Eagles fan to get to see it. Now, maybe this is the scars of being in New York during the Jets, the Jets Hard Knocks, and seeing what happened to the Giants and being, you know, around as I, from a fan perspective, as the way I think it would affect the team, I want no parts of it.
We don't have any of that going on.
You don't until you do. Yeah, like I guess my point is that it only takes one clip that looks a little iffy to start something. And it only takes one clip of, it's not something we don't know, but it only takes one clip of A.J. Brown like looking like this at Jalen when he doesn't throw it to him during something.
Yeah, I remember this training camp.
I know, but you don't think
you're
that
not going to do that in training camp.
I would be terrified.
Now, if it was during the season, I may feel differently because you know they do three different hard knocks
right.
So if it was the one during the season where you got real live game reaction and where the stuff is real, where the bullets are flying, the stuff is real. I might be a little more reluctant to do it then, but for preseason, I'm interested in knowing what this team's approach is going to be like to this success. Is training camp going to be harder? What's Nick Sirianni going to be like? Right? Because honestly, if you're looking at Hard Knocks, He's one of the stars of Hard Knocks. Jalen is just, he's the quarterback, so he's an interesting storyline to Hard Knocks. Big Dom is a part of it somewhere in there.
I think Jalen Carter would be. There's a lot of personality with Jalen Carter.
Entire offensive line.
Yeah.
Jalen Carter, I don't know if I would go solo with him, but Nolan Smith.
Right, yep.
I maybe would do a Georgia Bulldog thing.
Yeah, there it is.
You got to do something with the exciting whites.
Sure.
Right? You got to do something with them. Like, see, I'd be interested in that type of stuff.
Miserable Vic Fangio?
I got my lot of singing everywhere. I got the old line, like, right? I got all that stuff.
It would make me
nervous. Howie Roseman telling us how great he is, man.
His vest. One of his selection of expensive vests.
Lurie trying to buy the Celtics?
Lurie trying to buy the Celtics. Jack, what do you think?
It'd be great. I don't care. Whatever. I mean, so what? What are you worried about?
You just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, who cares?
It takes one
next
bad
year's
clip.
Team doesn't matter. They just won the Super Bowl.
Yes, next year's team matters. You shut up. It absolutely matters. It just takes one bad clip. One bad clip.
What are
That's
they
going to
do?
What are you worried about, Spike? We just won. Oh, no, I forgot about Saquon.
Oh, come on.
He would definitely be a star.
Well, let me say that's what happened all of last year. More Saquon erasure, of course. This is
more
even
Saquon
more proof.
Hard knock stuff.
What if we have a whole episode on the dagger? We don't even see Saquon for two episodes as they focus on the intricacies of the dagger.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know. If you 215-592-9494.
Unscripted
wasn't
bad.
No. I don't
you don't
remember
Unscripted?
Well, it was the Amazon thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same, but also that doesn't have the same profile that Hard Knocks does. Hard Knocks is like a thing.
Oh, no, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, but the Eagles, I'm just saying they had cameras there. Yes. They were mic'd up.
Yeah.
I mean, our voices would be all over it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, that would be cool, too.
Big for the brand.
As I said.
Oh, yeah, you have to have a WIP sort of facet.
Oh, yeah. Ike and I were in the video yearbook for the Eagles this year.
Yeah,
first 30 seconds.
Really?
Our reaction to the Saquon signing.
Well, I was in the Phillies playoff hype video last year. Yeah. How'd that work out?
Yeah, I wasn't in anything for the Phillies. Still haven't been in a video yearbook, but I made the Eagles one.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I might have to come on the radio every day trying to give Hard Knocks something to
use. Give them something, yeah.
Yep.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
We would have to meet. I think we could do a segment every day being like the Hard Knocks Take This segment.
I think you would, yeah.
Yeah, where we specifically try to give them something.
It.
Yes.
Hey, listen, they're right here. They're right on Mount Laurel, New Jersey. They know about WIP. They know.
I'm sure.
Yes. Every day at 3:30, we'd say, I don't know if this team's got it this year, Spike.
Yeah.
They know it.
Can Jalen get it done again?
The key is, do the Eagles want to be on Hard Knocks?
I would say Nick would say absolutely not. I don't think you any think? Coach would want it.
What would Jeff Lurie say?
I think they, well, listen, I could be wrong, and I probably, but I don't know if they welcomed it in the past.
The Eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they had to have been asked in the past to
you
do this.
You would think they're a big enough franchise. You would think so. They've had enough going on. They've had enough storylines. It would be interesting. You know, from a branding standpoint, if I'm the owner of the Eagles, all it does is elevate.
Dude, let me tell you, Mr. Lurie, you just won the Super Bowl.
Don't do it.
Go for it.
Don't do it.
Do it.
You won the Super Bowl without Hard Knocks.
Look
what happened to Joe Shane. Call Joe Shane. Ask him.
Yeah, that team was in turmoil, and they let their star player go.
Yes.
One clip.
One clip of what?
It only takes one.
We didn't sign anyone, so there's no motivation from another player or team.
Just one clip.
Man, the Chiefs have done it.
I don't know if the Chiefs did Hard Knocks, but the Chiefs did the quarterback thing with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Where he let people follow him around. Like, we can handle that stuff, man.
I don't know. 215-592-9494.
Stars. Now we're stars.
Joe in Delaware. You're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. All right, start out with the Phillies. I hope all is well.
Yes.
The Phillies, they're like somebody playing checkers, and they do the same move every time. There's a couple moves I think they need. I'd like to see Sosa and Clemens be in there and get rid of – I love Boehm. Boehm could be a good player, but he's just not all there.
Yeah.
And Marsh, we've given him enough. But Marsh is cool. He's fun. He's
exciting. Where are you playing Clemens?
Clemens can play any position, right?
No, no.
But pitcher. But I think Clemens at third, Sosa in center field.
You'd have Edmundo Sosa playing the most important outfield position.
Come on, man, he looked good on Saturday.
Or opposite of that. We need hitters. We don't have hitters that have 300. I mean, they are more patient now. But remember, they started out like this last year. They played small ball at the beginning, and then they start swinging for the fences again.
So you want to take out the only, and again, I'm sort of on your side with the Boehm thing, but if you want a 300 hitter, you're taking out the 300 hitter to put in Cody Clemens?
Who's the 300 hitter?
Well, I mean, Boehm is a 300-ish hitter. Not right now, but...
He could be better, and he reminds me of like a Scott Rowland. You know, he just...
A Hall of Famer?
In what way?
In what way does your mind give Scott Rowland?
I think he's going to be way better when he goes to another team. And Scott Rowland had problems with the fans and this and that and being in Philly. I think Boehm's going to be a great player.
Yeah.
Marsh, a great man. I mean, funny, you know, but he just don't know how to – his batting is not good enough.
All right.
About the Hard Knocks, I don't know if I want to watch TV and see what's his name – A.J. Brown be there reading the book. Jalen Hurts be doing his nails. Jalen Carter be beating up the machines. I think they need to hide all that.
Jalen Hurts doing his nails.
I'm a Jalen hater.
All right. Well, good. Then I'm with you on that one. Yeah, I don't want to see him doing his nails either.
I'm a hater.
Yeah.
I'm a juice bite because if they look at everything else, he does do that freaking jab play or whatever the dagger that you can't stand.
Yeah, you know what, Joe? You're talking more and more sense as we talk to you, Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, give us for next question. Give us someone or something that was big in the '80s.
I started out with the word, so I'm going to tell you the word, but I'm going to tell you one of my crushes back in the '80s.
Okay.
So the word was rhymes with you, Ike and Spike. Psych. That
psych,
word
yes.
Me crazy.
Did you guys say psych?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I didn't know. I didn't know
psych.
I didn't know if both delegations were in the psych. Yeah.
These words.
Yes.
But Baywatch.
Oh, Baywatch.
Baywatch.
Was Baywatch
'80s?
That was '90s.
Yeah, that was '90s. I think, Joe. Thank you for
Stick
the call.
Psych.
Yeah. I mean, it was certainly big through the '90s. Baywatch. I don't know if it started in the '80s because
maybe late '80s.
Maybe.
I'm not a Baywatch person.
Because Nicole Eggert was on Charles in Charge in the 80s. I don't think she was on that show until the 90s.
I think my generation is the last that used Psych. I think Psych's dead.
Can we bring it back?
Well, Psych's definitely dead.
Yeah, it's definitely dead. I would love to bring it back.
I didn't know Psych was 100% dead.
I think
you don't think Gen Z's keeping Psych alive?
I haven't heard my kids say it, so yeah.
I would love to bring it back, Psych.
Like, should you start doing that on the callers? Hey, good call.
Psych.
Yeah. Okay, Andrew. Good point. Okay.
Psych.
Psych. Psych. Dude, we brought Creed back. If we could bring Psych back?
I would love to bring Psych back. I'm going to start doing it.
All right.
Yeah, let me know how it works.
Oh, our callers and listeners are going to definitely respond well to that.
Just to bring back Psych?
Yeah, given how they took the Spike rules.
Yeah, well, yeah, that didn't really last very long. 215-592-9494. Steve in Haddon Heights, you're on WIP.
All right. Hello, guys. Good afternoon. Thank you.
Hi, Steve.
Before I disagree with you a little bit, Spike, I want to ask about your dad. How's he doing?
He's doing good.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, sir.
All right. It's too early, Spike. I'm glad. I really like your positivity, but there are a few things really fundamentally they're not doing well. They're not scoring people when there's less than two outs on third base. Nola's our fourth best pitcher now, really. And also, got a lot of pitchers getting the 0-2 counts and throwing balls right over the middle, like Raimondo. So there are some things I feel that we could do better. But I love the Phillies, you know. That's great.
Well, Raimondo, Raimondo definitely stinks. Or he's cooked, whatever it is. So let me ask you this, Steve. So it's too early to say that they have a different approach at the plate, but it's not too early to say that Nola is their fourth best pitcher. When we all know that Nola heats up when it gets hot out. That's a down south guy right there.
That's right.
Don't you think he gets paid too much money to heat up when it's not cold? I mean, this guy, 2 years ago, we paid him a fortune.
Well, yeah, listen, here's the thing. He takes the bump every fifth day, man.
He does. He's consistent.
200 plus innings
That's
a year.
True.
Come on.
Give Nolan a little respect here, Steve.
Okay, I should. You're right. Now, let me ask you this. At the end of the game, have they stopped throwing water on people? Because I've not.
They have. That. They have, actually.
And is that something that came down, or they just thought they got tired of it, or whatever?
And they're growing up a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what I think happened. The veteran player said, hey, man. Knock it off.
You dump water on me one more time.
Yep. Yeah.
Veteran players like, knock it off.
Yeah, stop it.
It's like, I got to tell you, for the Sixers, thank God the Flyers are in town because.
Yes. Well, all the winning they've done. It's not like their fan base wants them to lose more so they can get a better draft pick like the Sixers.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I hear you. But,
yeah.
Is there any point you won't get bullied off here today, Steve?
Well, that one's BS, man. Flyers suck. They just fired their coach. Their fans want them to lose more.
Yeah, fifth straight year without making the postseason, by the way, the old Fly guys.
Come on. Steve,
come on. They're supposed to have the big three and the big zero, really.
Well, that's a good point.
There we go. Yep, now we're getting
there. More than the battle between the Flyers and Sixers.
Well, these.
It's like what's the term of the tallest at the circus?
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, we're not allowed to use that one. Steve, why don't you give us someone or something that was big in the 80s?
Here you go, Ike. The best female voice of all time, Whitney Houston.
Oh, there we go. It only took us till 3:30.
Come on, man. Whitney is big. Now you're starting to realize how big Whitney is.
Yeah, like it's starting to click a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is an answer to more next questions, Tupac or Whitney?
I think it's still Tupac. But Whitney's flying up the rankings.
She really is. She really is. That is the mindset of the Flyers fan that drives me crazy. Thank God we have the Flyers because what the Sixers are doing? Are we being serious right now? Now, this is not a defense of the Sixers in any way, shape, or form.
But you're not taking it from a Flyers fan.
Not this season. It's been that like they have a great young player that everybody's excited about. They fired their coach and their team, their fans want their team to lose so they can get a better draft pick. This has not been some sort of rebirth year for the Flyers. I'm optimistic,
right?
I would say, given who's in charge. Yeah. Shout out Jonesy, but and Michkov, you know, Calder Cup, you know, or Calder Trophy candidate right
don't
there.
Get snubbed,
nice, yeah. Nice job.
What? Yeah.
Well, I just like you pulled out the old Calder Cup.
Listen, I almost went Calder Cup last week with Broads.
Yeah?
Staying away from
it. You got a little nervous.
Oh, really?
I wasn't sure.
You weren't sure.
I wasn't sure.
Well, isn't the Cup? See, here we go. I'm going to ruin it. The Calder Cup and the Calder Trophy, I think, are two different things.
Oh, God, really?
Aren't they? I think the Calder Cup, it goes to a team, and the Calder Trophy goes to the Rookie of the Year.
Now, to make this even worse.
Yes.
I thought the 04 Phantoms with Jeff Carter and Mike Richards that I was in attendance for. I thought they won the 04 Calder Cup.
Maybe.
Which is the AHL championship.
Maybe it is the AHL championship, and maybe the Calder Trophy is the Rookie of the Year.
Morgenstein's saying I'm right.
Okay. So there is a Calder Cup and a Calder Trophy.
Yeah.
So I was right. And you were right.
By the way, there's another problem with hockey. Yes. You can't have the same name for two different
Come
things.
On, come on, man.
Market your sport.
To keep up with everything.
Yeah. We don't have the Vince Lombardi plaque and the Vince Lombardi trophy.
Exactly.
Come on. 215-592-9494. Do the Phillies feel different this year? I say yes. Ike says it's only been 9 games. Jack is hedging because he doesn't want to put too much expectation on the Phillies. Ringthebellbook.com. Coming up next, speaking of Jack, the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.